Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday meditation and prayer time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. The text for today's meditation is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. The text verse is Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. Reading from the King James Version. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, thank you for another assembly of the World Parish. Thank you for how you have sustained us and blessed us since we were together last. I pray now, God, that you will be with us in this time we spend together as we look at living by the promises of God. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the Bible contains good news for the day and time in which we are living. However, we have to study the Bible. One of the great and sure blessings of reading and studying the Bible is the finding and the unearthing of the many great and exceeding precious promises of our Lord to us that are recorded in the Bible. These promises are ours to be partakers of for our belief in and the strengthening and execution of our faith. Hear what Simon Peter says about these promises in the second epistle general of Peter, chapter 1, verse 4, King James Version. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. World Parish, the Holy Bible is indeed a book of promises. As we read from Genesis to Revelation, there are so many wonderful promises from God to the people of God. They are ours for our experiencing and for our blessings if we are Christians and study and believe the promises. There are some who do not believe the promises of God. They use the Bible and what is written therein to enhance and sustain their arguments on theological points of view, while others use the Bible to find fragments of truth and use those fragments to confirm their diehard prejudices, while others see the content of the Bible as dark, impeding, and harsh. Therefore, it does not provide any strength and fortification to lift them up and encourage them during their journey of life. And sadly, there are a great number of people who do not read or study the Bible. That is why they are always on a spiritual emptiness. Then there are those who go to church in person and virtually, and they complain that the pastor uses too many scriptures. Now that is why they are suffering a word deficit and cannot lean on the promises of God. That is why they know nothing about the promises of God and what those promises can and will do to bless the person who believes in the promises and utilizes the promises in his or her life and way of living. All the great spiritual supermen and superwomen down through the years have been men and women of accomplishment and influence because of their faith in the promises of God. Well, Parish, we would be wise to place ourselves in the challenging circumstances of life, as did the great biblical men and women of the past, especially as their conditions and circumstances of life relate to our lives and lay claim to the great promises of God as they did. There are four points to this message. Today I will teach two points, point one and two. Point number one, God's promises are for the present time in which we're living. The Bible is not a historical recording of God and the fulfillment of his promises for the people of the past and for the people of biblical days. It is a historical recording of the past, but it is much more than just a recording of the past. It is so much more than that. The Bible is a disclosure of what God did in the past. Oh, my God! And what God wants to do, or what God desires to continue to do in the hearts and lives of those who will trust and obey him today. Perhaps one of the best examples of a promise of old that is possible today to every man and woman and family, hallelujah, that is willing to obey and follow God's directions is found in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. The King James Version says, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee, a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Listen. Well, parents, we can live Genesis 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. When we discover what God's will is for our lives, we should do as Abraham did, obey God, get up and go to our place of opportunity. Get up and do what God is directing for our survival. I want to say that again. Get up and do what God is directing for our survival. Please hear your pastor this afternoon. We can be very certain that God, oh my God, will accompany us, provide for us, protect us, and meet our needs based upon his promises. God is trying to help us. We must obey God and use what God has provided to us in response to our prayers. Let me be careful to point out that even for good, well-meaning church folks, our decisions reflect who we really are. Our decisions reflect whether we have confidence in God and whether we have conferred with God or gone it on our own. Our decisions reflect whether we trust God or whether we do not trust him. Listen, the movies we watch on TV, the friends we hang out with, the decisions we make, even the food we choose make a statement about us. They tell what our true values are. Our decisions reflect our goals for life, and they show where our interests really are. With every decision we make, hear me now, World Parish, With every decision we make, there are consequences. Some are good and some are bad. These decisions impact not only us, they impact our future, they impact our family, and they impact our friends. Some of our decisions can lead, hear me now, to devastating wounds. They can lead to death. They can lead to misfortune and to catastrophes. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 5b, is a promise that was made to Joshua. But hear me now. But it is a promise for the present time. God said, and I quote, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, end of quote. It is important, World Parish, that we discover God's promises, make it our own, and move forward in obedience, trusting God to bless us and help us as we make our journey through life. Please hear your pastor this afternoon. God, oh, my God, help me, Lord. God has never broken any promise spoken. He will keep his promise to us. It is very important that we find and latch on to the promises of God. Obey and do what is right. Now, I have been led to lead my script and speak a very vital concern for us individually, for our families, and for the welfare of our city, state, nation, and world. Although many of you I have never met personally, I only know you by your voice and your city and state. My travel in the world parish has been greatly inhibited by the virus. As soon as the virus is lifted and it is safe, I will travel and visit with each member of the world parish. I'm also looking forward to our assembly here in Atlanta next year. As your pastor, as your world parish pastor, I take very seriously my responsibilities to you. Oh, my God, help me, Lord. God expects me to counsel and advise you as he leads me. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the headlines from Jacksonville, Florida, and regarding the six members from the Impact Church congregation that has died. The NBC News report the following, and I quote, as the coronavirus continues to surge in Florida, one pastor at a church in Jacksonville suburb said he's tired of crying and burying people he loves. The Impact Church reports six of their members have died in less than 2 weeks. The pastor said all were healthy, but they were not vaccinated. Four of them were under the age of 35, end of quote. World Parish, we as a parish have prayed and asked God to forgive our sins and the sins of our nation and to heal our land and to bless us to be able to travel and be with family and friends and enjoy the beauty of the universe once again. In my personal opinion, the vaccination is an answer to our prayers. Today, the devastating virus is raging again, and lives, healthy lives, good lives, are being lost. I want to ask the members of the World Parish to prayerfully consider getting the vaccination where it is medically advisable. Right now, as I see it, there are at least three categories of individuals. First, there are some situations that I am very familiar with where it is not medically advisable for the individuals to be vaccinated due to current health issues and ailments. For these individuals, their health care provider has advised that the vaccination may further complicate their illness. Absolutely, without reservation, the advice of the physician and the health care providers must be followed by these individuals. In the second category are those individuals who are just being obstinate and rebellious against the vaccine program and rebellious against following the CDC guidelines. This type of rebellion is unfair for their own health and the safety and health of their family members and others. In the third category are those who are afraid or scared of the vaccine. They are afraid of the unknown due to medical malpractice, like in the Tuskegee experiment. World Parish, please hear your pastor now. Regardless of your vaccination status, I'm asking that you please wear your mask for the safety of yourself and others. Hear me now. I know that God has heard our prayers to heal our land. Now it is up to us to trust and obey God. But our faith has to be stronger than our fears, and we must remember that God, oh God, thank you now, God is more powerful than any plague that may attack us. We can live on the promises of God. This is very important. I want you to hear this now. I wrestled with this statement about the virus, but we can also trust God to lead us. Acts chapter 14, verse 17a is true. God does not leave himself without a witness. To deviate and leave my script was of a concern to me, but I knew I was okay. Hear me now. At 10:27 a.m., as I pondered this message, I received a call from a family in the World Parish where there's a COVID crisis taking place right now with someone that can't breathe and is suffering. And then as I was coming to my office, hallelujah, and at 11:38 a.m., just as I was walking to my office, I got another call, oh God, from a member of the World Parish to advise that their child has tested positive for COVID-19. Listen, it is up to us. So we've got to pray and ask God and trust God to see us through this. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Next week, I will finish subpoint 1 and present subpoint 2. Amen.